soap though. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Bad H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can f*** around. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Bad H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can f*** around. Hold up. I don't pop, pop, I rock time for.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fix them.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Super Show. I'm your host, Jedi Paz, and I'm going to start us off with a little song. So this is Fortnite by Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. I hope you enjoy.
The Tortured Poets Department, Phantom Clear Vinyl, only at Target.
You're the reason, and no one.
All right, and that was Fortnite by Taylor Swift and Post Malone. So let's just get into it. Let's see what comic books have been released today. Comic book new releases. All right. I'm going to make a prediction and say there's a lot of Spider-Man and Batman because they're always, since we started this podcast, that's always the one to show up the most. So the first comic book on this list of new comics is Ultimate Spider-Man. The second one is Amazing Spider-Man, number 48. Then we have Detective Comics, Wolverine 48. Green Arrow, Daredevil. That's nice. We don't get too many of these two. Green Arrow and then another one, this Daredevil. Especially Green Arrow. I don't think I own a Green Arrow comic. Then we have The Avengers 13. The Flash. Flash is pretty popular. We have Flash number 8 is out. Rise of the Power of X, number 4. We have Harley Quinn, number 39. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number 150. Wow. Let's see. X-Men Forever, number 2. That sounds like a title I would give a My Little Pony show. My Little Pony, Friendship Forever. We have Superior Spider-Man, like I said, all these Spider-Mans just coming out nonstop. Number 6, that's Spider-Man number 6 for that issue. Batman, there we go. Batman the Brave and the Bold, number 12. Power Girl, number 8. The Penguin, number 9. That's going to be interesting. Spider-Punk Arms Race, number 3. I really love Spider-Punk. So I'm glad that, you know, he is getting his own series. Batman Dark Age, number 2. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, number 3. That's very exciting. Let's see. Conan the Barbarian. We have Wolverine Madripoor Knights, number 3. For Star Wars fans out there, we have Star Wars Darth Maul, Black and White and Red, number 1. Let's see what else we have. We have Jackpot and Black Cat. Interesting. I don't know if that's an indie comic. I'm not sure I've heard of that series. The rest seem to be in indie comics, like Feral. There's another Star Wars Jango Fett, number 2. Let's see. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 119. Is this? I'd actually probably read that. I'm not going to lie. Let's see. Another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Saturday Morning Adventures, number 12. Predator the Last Hunt, number 3. And X-Men, another X-Men. So the three popular ones I'm seeing at the rise right now is X-Men, Spider-Man, and Batman. Spider-Man taking the lead, if I may say. Night Thrasher, number 3. That looks interesting. American Psycho, number 4. The rest of these are very indie. Oh, we have a Ghostbusters Back in Town, number 2. Who are you going to call? A Dune comic. This is Dune House of Corino, number 2. Another X-Men. The X-Men, number 130. And the art style looks very vintage for this one. I like that. Maybe it's a re-release. Green Lantern Showcase, number 22. This one looks old. Could be a re-release. No idea. It's $3.99, which is not bad. Let's see. One Piece, for all my anime fans out there, One Piece number 1112 is out. So totally check that out. I actually just recently watched one of the One Piece movies with my good friend Sam. She was on the podcast last week. We finished that movie. It was so great. It was the one in the floating islands. Such a good movie. So funny. So, I don't know. It was so amazing. So I'm definitely thinking of actually starting the series. I know there's over 1,000 episodes, so that would take me a long time, but she's convincing me. Let's see. We also have Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora. Now, I actually really do want to pick up this series. I'm a big Avatar, the Blue People. I'm a big Avatar: The Last Airbender and Avatar: The Blue People. But this one is Avatar: Pandora, so the Blue People. And I'm a huge fan of it. I actually have a lot of the dragons, shoulder banshee dragons that you can get at the park. I have like a lot of those on like a railing and a display in my house, and I'm just really proud of it. Let's see, we have Pooh versus Bambi, number one, and this looks like a very, very violent Winnie the Pooh versus Bambi comic. Kind of scary looking. Not this can't be Disney. I don't think it is, but it's definitely Winnie the Pooh and Bambi. So let's see what else we have here. We have Rick and Morty Kingdom. Rick and Morty Kingdom Balls, number one. Let's see. Ultimate X-Men, number one. There's actually a lot coming out, more than usual, so it's pretty cool. Avengers Twilight, number four. And we have Thor on the cover, so that's pretty nice. That's a very nice cover, actually. How do you guys... Okay, so question for the audience. How does everyone feel about the newer Thor movies that have come out? Because I feel like the quality with Thor's character has gone down so much. The same way they've dumbed down Hulk's character. They've kind of done that to Thor. He's no longer a serious god of thunder and lightning. It's just Thor, the dude with the beer belly. Or Thor, the guy with no brain cells. It kind of sucks because he's such an iconic character. So I think there's a way that they could have incorporated humor into his character without it being everything that his character represents. Let's see. We have Archie's Halfway to Halloween. I like that. I love Archie's. Have too many Archie's comics. Not sure what to do with them. Symbiote Spider-Man 2099. So I love Spider-Man 2099. Pretty sure his name is Miguel. He's so cool. Let's see. Another Green Lantern Showcase. Oh, it's the same thing. Green Lantern Showcase 22, but with a blank cover. Let's see. There's a bunch of other anime mangas coming out. The X-Men number 130, Acolyte number 5, Thundercats number 3, Fall of the House of X number 4, Ninja High School 193, Wolverine. I feel like they're repeating some of these in their list. Batgirl number 23. Oh my god, the art cover is so beautiful for that. And there's two variant covers from what I'm seeing right here. And I'm really obsessed with the one where she has very curly red hair and her full, very, very saturated, very pretty coloring in this one. I'm obsessed with it. The X-Men number 130 looks like they have Barbie on the cover, even though it's not Barbie. let's see. So I think the reason that a lot of the comics on this list is repeated is because they're showing the variant covers that you can get, which is very nice. Not a lot of people know about the variants, which is cool. I usually stick with the original covers, and if I have more time afterwards, I will get the variants. But I don't know. I don't see a point in getting variants. I either only get the variants or only the original covers. So
guess who's here?
Okay, so Sage is here. Let me turn his mic up real quick. So I'm going over the new comics.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm so sorry. I've had a really, really long week. But I'm here, and I'm incredibly energized.
All right. Good to hear. So we have done another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm not sure if this is another variant cover. So I've noticed on the list, they're including a lot of variant covers. So the top half of the list is just the red original, and then the second half is it's just different covers.
That's cool.
Like I said, The Amazing Spider-Man, again, is on this list. Undead Evil, number one. That looks interesting. I'll turn the screen a little bit.
I'm wondering what that is. Asylum Press. I've not heard of that one.
Let's see. The rest of these probably are going to be more indie.
Yeah.
Deadpool, number one. And that's the female Deadpool, right?
Yeah, that's Gwenpool.
That's the one that they said should be played by Blake Lively, potentially.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if that is a thing, because they said that Taylor Swift could potentially play Dazzler, which is interesting because I was listening to her new album. Tortured Poets Society. Tortured Poets Department. And she does have a line in there that says, "I'm dazzling," or something like that in one of the songs. And I was like, could this be a hint that we're getting her in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Okay. I think so. It could be. She's a big person when it comes to Easter eggs and clues and theories.
I didn't know that.
She hides Easter eggs in all her songs and makes a lot of references to things.
See, I'm interested in this next one. Elvira meets H.P. Lovecraft.
I don't know if I'm interested in it, but
I'm just weirded out by that crossover.
I'm not surprised by it.
I'm not. It's just weird that it's just interesting.
Let's see what else we got. So, who is this character on the X-Men 130?
I have no clue who. It looks like a
pop star.
She
looks like a Barbie.
Looks like a Barbie, yeah.
Barbie pop star.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so this is like the third variant of this cover.
Really?
Yes. Let me show
you. I like that variant, though.
This is the Batgirl. I'll show you the one that's my favorite. So, there's actually three variants so far. This is my favorite.
Okay.
Variant of the, and then here's another one.
They all have the same pose.
They're all looking to the left. And ironically, I do this a lot with my artwork where I'll draw a character to the left and then draw in different styles.
Yeah.
So I like that they're doing that too.
That's really sick though. I like that one right there.
All these covers. My favorite, like I said, is that vintage looking one.
Yeah.
Because it gives me like watercolor feels.
Nice. that makes sense.
Here's another Star Wars Darth Vader 43, and let's see.
Thundercats. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, so there was one up there of the Thundercats.
Star Wars 43, Feral number one.
You were gonna read Feral, right?
I was gonna read Feral, but I never got around to it.
Got you. Dark Stellar Jedha, number one. I wonder what that's about. Feral, number one, a variant cover. Why does this variant cover look so, like, depressing?
Yeah, no, it looks, like, incredibly scary. I don't know what, like...
Did you see the Winnie the Pooh versus Bambi?
Excuse me?
I'm gonna be scrolling up for a minute, because...
Are you serious?
And it is, like... And I'm gonna open it up, because I still can't believe it myself. I'm not really sure. I heard Sam talking about this the other day. Sam and Lane, I think, were talking about it. What is this?
What the?
Yeah.
Middle mouse button. Oh,
what
that works
the
too.
Darn? Just kidding. What is this? This is Winnie the Pooh.
Why is Winnie the Pooh like a kung fu master or something or whatever I'm looking
at? And who is behind Winnie the Pooh? Why is Winnie the Pooh holding a gun?
Yeah, why is Winnie the Pooh holding a gun? Why is there some evil eldritch being?
Did Winnie the Pooh kill Bambi's mom is what I'm asking now. Because
I want this.
I don't.
I want this badly.
I don't
have the money, but I want it badly.
No, I think it's unnecessary. Why does every child's show have to be turned into something gory or something just inappropriate? I am heavily referring to Archie's comic books.
Because...
it's not necessary.
Because people like when stuff like that happens?
I'll read the description.
Okay.
In a war. Okay. In a war, there are rules, but the forest has none. Abandoned by his country, betrayed by those he once called family, and hunted by those who want nothing more than to keep him as a trophy. Pooh on a mission, and no amount of honey will sate this thirst he has for revenge.
What?
This sounds so cringy.
I love this. I absolutely love this. This makes me feel like...
It's so stupid.
I'm sorry. Whose idea was this?
I...
And who signed off on it? Because I'd like to give them a high five.
I'd like to give them something else.
Okay.
Fist one and fist two.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Pooh versus Bambi. Let's see, like... Why? Oh, and there's variant cover.
There's variant covers for this?
Oh, so the droid thing in the background is Bambi as a droid.
No. Click on that. I refuse to believe this.
Look at it.
Why is Bambi wearing a
cybernetic helmet with horns? All right, let's see why this is a thing. Pooh versus Bambi in the war. Okay, that's the description. Bambi crossover film is an upcoming horror slasher film being directed by either... What?
Yeah, they're making a Pooh versus Bambi movie.
That's unnecessary.
I have no clue.
Winnie the Pooh will wield a chainsaw in the horror sequel.
Wow.
Pooh versus Bambi. Okay. I think, you know how a lot of the original Disney characters are being...
Public domain.
I think that's what's happening here. I'm going to just type the word why, Pooh versus Bambi, and then hit enter.
I don't know. Click on... let's just see who the writer is. And we can hunt him down.
Yeah.
Go back to the... To the page before, the one where you were reading the description.
Okay, so they have a description here, I think.
Okay. Scroll down, let's see.
Dave
Franchini and David Wohl and Igor.
These Davids,
they're...
What are they doing?
They are...
These Davids and Igor.
Igor, what does that say? Vittorino?
Yeah, Vittorino. That's it? That's all it says? Let me see. Yeah. In a war. And then it has that same thing again.
I'm kind of at a loss for words on what to think right now.
I should be a narrator. In a war, there are rules, but the forest has none. Drumroll. All right, let's see. Okay, I don't know. Do you want to spend more time on this to see, like, why they made this? Or
no, I want to talk about something in specific.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we should just leave that buried deep in the dirt forever. The variant covers are crazy. Oh, you can read comments on this website.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay. So from Untasteful... Pooh horror stories to sci-fi action stories, they're letting the wrong people make art out of public domain characters. So it is a public domain situation.
Yeah.
The variant covers for this are crazy. Anyone else pulling this
week?
No, I'm not pulling it.
Maybe.
Oh, and then someone else says, heck yeah, they don't say heck, but I can't say that on air. Heck yeah, can't wait for
Sergeant Willie and the Howling Mice book. Well, now.
Okay, they were being sarcastic. Yeah. Thank God, because I would not be able to take them seriously. Oh, look at this. Look at this variant.
I don't want to. Let's get off of this.
This is horrible.
I've got something to talk about.
All right.
I read. Does that say Fortnite?
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Like the video game Fortnite?
Fortnite did not invent that word, you know.
Like the video game Fortnite, everybody.
Fortnite did not invent the word Fortnite.
Yo mama's so stupid, she thought Fortnite meant a time period of 2 weeks, bro. Fortnite, like the video game?
Fortnite is a time period.
No, it's the video game. Anyway.
You hear me getting riled up about this. Yeah, if y'all don't see Sage next week. I'm just kidding.
I've been reading a lot. I read a comic called The Fade Out.
Okay.
And it was really good. It's about a screenwriter.
Okay.
In 1920s Hollywood, 1920s, not
1920s. Did they have typewriters around that time?
They did. It wasn't 1920s.
Oh, perfect. So that can cue us into this song. You left your typewriter in
my
apartment.
Oh my gosh. The Taylor Swift is everywhere.
The tortured poet's department. Okay, we're putting that one next.
No, it wasn't 1920s. It was like 1940s, 1930s, something around there.
I'm Googling if there's typewriters in that time.
Okay. And there's a screenwriter.
Okay.
And he wakes up in his apartment one day, and the lead actress for the movie is in his apartment, and she's dead. And he has no recollection of what happened last night.
Say that again?
He wakes up in his apartment. And the lead actress for the movie that he wrote is dead in his apartment.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he has no clue what happened or anything.
So he's a suspect now.
He's a suspect now, but he has zero recollection of anything. And the whole book, I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But the whole book is just, or the whole comic is just literally crazy twists and turns out the wazoo. Like every 5 seconds. It's insane. It's actually insane. But I read that. I read Wolverine versus the Predator, which was...
Oh, yeah, that Marvel crossover with the Predator.
It was pretty, pretty cool.
Actually?
Yeah, it was sick. I think, like, every time... Like, Wolverine is, like, one of the few Marvel characters who stands a chance against the Predator only because Wolverine has that survival instinct. He knows how to, like, hide in the dirt and hide in the trees and, like... mask himself from all of the Predator's abilities.
Now I kind of want to read that.
It's so cool. I got it for like $5. It was like super cheap.
So onto typewriters again one more time. They stopped being in use in the 1980s.
In the 1980s? They stopped using typewriters?
Yeah. I'll tell you when they were invented. So when were typewriters invented? 1868.
Oh.
And then they stopped being used in 1980.
Okay.
So they had a good run.
Yeah.
I personally really want a typewriter.
I would love to have a typewriter, just to click away on it.
I have a Polaroid camera. I have a rotary. Is that
rotary phone?
Yeah. I have a rotary phone. That's a purse at the same time.
Oh.
It's a functional rotary phone and a purse at the same time.
That's actually insane. That's insanity right there.
I thank you. I live by insanity. So I think it's only fitting that... Oh, and I also have a quill pen. I use that to write letters to my cousin.
Okay.
So I think it's fitting that I get a typewriter. It's only fair. You know, I used to work at an antique shop. I think it's only fair.
Wow.
That I start writing with a typewriter.
I think a typewriter would be sick. You know, Quentin Tarantino writes with a typewriter, I'm pretty sure.
No way.
Yeah, he said...
The thing about a typewriter, you can't mess up.
Yeah, you can't, or you gotta... throw that away.
Yeah. I would just keep typing, even if I messed up and cross it out later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like a typewriter because I like...
You know the sound?
Yeah, the...
Ding! Let me give some ASMR to this, to the...
Okay.
Okay. All right, back on to what you were talking about.
Okay, so I read Wolverine versus Predator. I read The Fade Out. I read Godzilla, Champion of Monsters, which was, I'm a Godzilla fan.
He's a big Godzilla fan.
So, of course, I was going to enjoy that. I'm picking up next time I get paid, there's this comic I want called Godzilla, Here Be Treasure. It's Godzilla versus pirates.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla, because it sounds cheesy, it sounds stupid, and I'm all there for it.
You like the Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Throwing shade.
I love anything that is...
unnecessary?
Unnecessarily dumb. Like, it just... It's like... there takes a certain level of imagination or maybe a certain level of bravery to walk up to a comic book publishing company and go, guys.
Winnie the Pooh.
And Bambi. And they're fighting and Winnie the Pooh has guns. And then it takes another set of bravery for that comic book company to go, that's a really good idea.
Let's do that.
Let's spend money to do that.
I know. Oh, my God. I still can't believe that.
So I think Godzilla versus Pirates is fun and would be awesome.
There's no way that Disney can remove those characters from public domain.
Yeah, there's not, because of just the way copyright law works. They can't, maybe like 100 years from now, they'll be able to re-trademark those characters, but.
That's insane. Because if I was Disney, I would love to sue these people.
Yeah. Well, Disney definitely would, but they can't.
But they're a trillion or billion.
A kajillion dollar company. I mean, they have so much.
There's got to be something they can do, though.
There's not. There's literally not. Disney.
Because that's insane to me.
Worth.
This is like essentially.
$208 billion.
Yeah. You look up how much they spend on fireworks every day.
How much?
Because it's insane. I remember.
Does Disney spend on fireworks? Over $50 million a year.
Yeah. A year. But look up. I know there's a. It shows you the price for like weekly. Yeah, look, because if they're worth that much, there's got to be something they can do.
40,000 a day.
40,000 a day on fireworks for their fireworks show.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I mean, very pretty. I've been to their fireworks shows. I remember when I was a kid, though, I was terrified of the fireworks at Disney.
Yeah?
Yeah, I started crying as soon as the fireworks show started. I was like, ah.
I remember one time I sat to watch Fantasia, and Fantasia got...
That was pretty.
It got canceled, so they just did the fireworks for us, and then we left.
Yeah. No, they haven't done that water show in forever.
Really?
Yeah, and that water show was very beautiful. I wonder... You know the one with the big dragon?
Oh, yeah.
They gotta bring that back. Us Floridians.
What else did I read? I read a couple other things. I read a couple things that I can't talk about on air because they just don't fit the vibe of this podcast.
Got you.
They're horror stuff, and that's more my other show.
Listen to Sage's other podcast with Santi.
With Santi.
Later today, actually.
Later today. I got to call him after this show because we got to talk about something. But
I have something to talk about.
Okay.
So you know the Mosey Kids Museum?
Yeah.
So I paid Mosey a visit yesterday.
Okay.
Because the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, they decided, you know what? Let's have a bunch of grown college students go to Mosey.
Okay.
It was really, really...
It's mostly for kids.
There was only kindergartners there.
Wow, that must have been really fun.
Yeah, and then on the second story, they had... Okay, right. So keep in mind, Mosey is an educational science museum. Yeah. Second story was a whole superhero exhibit.
Oh, what?
Just superheroes and like cutouts... cardboard cutouts of superheroes and like little activities for kids to solve superhero puzzles.
That's wild. What superheroes were there?
All DC. So they had, you know, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, The Flash.
Superman?
Superman is the entrance.
He literally is
the welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick though. I think as a kid I'd love that.
I know. I was like, if I was a kid, this would be fun.
Yeah.
And then...
Where was Batman?
So Batman 1 was like near the middle. They also had a lot of villains there, like the Riddler and things like that. And they had like little different... Oh, the Catwoman was there.
Okay.
Wonder Woman. The Flash.
Yeah.
All these different little activities for kids to do. I mean, I would bring my little cousin who's 4 years old. I would love to bring her to the Mosey Museum, but I'm not going back.
I like Mosey. When I went last, I had a really fun time. Granted, I was like 16, and I was with my brother, younger, but...
Well, now a lot of it is under renovation, so they don't even have, like, the cool stuff that they used to have.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, they used to have, like, a airplane simulator.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
They used to... Do they still have that space exhibit where you get to, like, pretend to be on the moon?
No.
Oh, that was so cool.
No, they don't have a lot of the exhibits. It's like a lot just walkthrough and that's it. A lot is just crayons for kids and then like Legos. And I'm like, is this a science museum? What are we learning here?
That sucks.
And the superheroes, which I don't mind a superhero exhibit, but what does it have to do with, you know, science?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
That was just related to the topic of superheroes, that they have a little superhero exhibit. So if you have any little kids that you want to take to see superhero exhibit and play games as if they're, you know, robbing a bank or protecting a bank.
Yeah.
Let your kid choose.
Yeah.
Then go to Mosey.
That's weird. I can't like off the top of my head think of any things like real world superhero crossovers that aren't theme park rides. Like, do they even have Marvel theme park rides at Disney?
So the Marvel theme park rides are at Universal.
Well, I know that. I know that they have them. But I'm wondering if DC has, or not DC, if Disney has any of their own.
No.
No.
As of now, no. So the Islands of Adventure, they have the Hulk ride. They have the Spider-Man ride, Dr. Doomfall.
Fearfall, yeah. I went on that a couple months ago.
Yeah. You know, our school is actually giving free Universal tickets. But for the other campus, Brandon campus.
What's the catch? What's the catch for grabbing free tickets?
And no, they take a trip all together.
Oh.
I actually got to go last semester. I can't this semester because I'm going to work on the project for our other class.
Yeah.
But last semester I got to go. You pay, you give them $20. They hold on to that. And then the day of the trip, they give you the $20 back plus a $30 in cash so you can spend it at the park.
Wow.
And then I bought like 2 ET plushies while I was there. It was really fun.
Do you like Islands of Adventure or the Universal Studios park more?
I have to say Universal Studios because more of my favorite movies are there.
Yeah.
Like E.T. and Men in Black.
Yeah.
And they have like...
They have the Simpsons stuff. I always like the Simpsons.
The Simpsons stuff. Simpsons stuff is okay. I like the show. But like my favorite ride of all time is the E.T. ride. And that's not actually because that's my favorite movie too. E.T. and Gremlins, my top 2 movies.
You got a real, real Steven Spielberg thing going, huh?
Yeah, you know, I would say number 3 is Back to the Future.
Wow.
So okay. Most Steven Spielberg's movies are so good.
There used to be a Back to the Future ride at Universal.
There used to be until it got shut down. Yeah. And then Beetlejuice is Tim Burton, right?
Yeah, it's Tim Burton.
Beetlejuice used to be an attraction too at Universal. So Universal definitely has always had the better movies, I would say.
Yeah, I just want a DC park, one where like...
You know how cool that would be at DC park?
Yeah, I feel like if we got one like the Islands of Adventure park...
The Batmobile racetrack?
Like a Superman flight simulator would be really sick.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Or like a roller coaster that you're laying down.
Yeah. Because
they have a roller coaster similar to that in SeaWorld where you're laying down while...
Do you know Studio Ghibli films?
Oh, I love Studio Ghibli films. They have the theme park.
In Japan, they have a Studio Ghibli theme park.
I would love to do the Studio Ghibli theme park. Oh, so... my boo just sent me a photo, okay?
Okay.
Of... Superhero crossover with cereals.
Oh.
So we've got Cocoa Puffs crossover with Flash.
Okay.
Okay. We've got Batman crossover with Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got Trix with one... superhero.
Okay,
with Superman.
Superman. All right.
Ironically, so I'm pretty sure I bought one of these when this did release because I have one of the comics that came inside of it. We got multi-grain Cheerios with Wonder Woman.
There's no mascot for multi-grain Cheerios?
No, I guess not. Lucky Charms. This is kind of perfect. Lucky Charms with Green Lantern.
That's that, yeah.
Very perfect. So let me see which one I got because I must have, because I know exactly which comic I had. I had, I think, the Cocoa Puffs and the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this was the comic that I got. And I still have that comic to this day. It's like a very small comic. I want to say shoe-sized comic. It's very small. It's very cute.
Huh. That's kind of like, yeah. I mean, serial crossovers with superheroes. That kind of sounds perfect.
It
really
was iconic though, because I remember when that did come out. Like, imagine opening a cereal box and you get a whole comic book.
That is, yeah, no, that is like really cool.
Right,
and there was
the toys.
You know, Chex.
Yeah, the cereal.
Yeah, the cereal.
Yeah,
the Chex cereal in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Had a full video game you could get in your box of Chex.
Wow.
A whole video game. It's called Chex Quest. And Chex Quest was a Doom clone, and you could play it. It was a first-person shooter. I mean, you know. And they remade it recently.
Really?
Yeah, they remade it.
Are they going to put it in boxes again?
No.
You have to buy it separate.
You just got
to
buy it separate because they don't want to put an entire video game in a cereal box anymore. But I mean, you know,
they'll probably be losing money if they do that.
Yeah.
I wonder how they did it back then without losing money.
You wanted to play that Taylor Swift song?
I do want to play that Taylor Swift song, but real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to say I wish they still put toys in cereal boxes, cuz when I was in kindergarten, I remember being so excited to open up a cereal box and see what little knick-knack was in there.
Yeah. I also miss when they would actually put cool things on the back of the cereal box so you would, like, eat cereal and read the back of the cereal box and play the games.
For sure. So we're going to put the Tortured Poets Department song because we were talking about typewriters and the 19, I don't know.
The 19 whatever.
19 whatevers. So...
We'll be back.
We'll be back. I'm waiting for the ad to play out. All right.
Cool. Bye.
You left your typewriter at my apartment, straight from the Tortured Poets Department. I think some things I never who uses typewriters anyway, but you're in self-sabotage mode, throwing spikes down on the road. But I've seen this episode and still love the show. Who else decodes you? And who's gonna hold you like me? And who's gonna know you if not? Chelsea Hotel, we're modern idiots. And who's gonna hold you like me? Nobody. 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 You smoked, then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declare Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever. But you awaken with dread, pounding nails in your head. But I've read this one, where you come undone. I chose this cyclone with you. Hold you like me. Hold you.
modern idiots, and who's gonna hold you like me? Nobody control you, but sometimes I wonder if you're gonna screw this up with me. But you told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I ever leave. And I had said that to Jack about you, so I felt seen. Everyone we know understands why it's meant to be. 'Cause we're crazy. So tell me, who else is gonna know me? At dinner you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one people put wedding rings on, and that's the closest I've come to my heart exploding. Who's gone?
Hey guys, we're back. We are back. I gotta return this comic.
Yo.
What?
I don't know. Our mics are going crazy.
Okay. Well, I gotta return this to. Let me move my mic back. Alright. I gotta return this book to Mr. Sims.
Oh, you finally brought it back.
Yeah, I finally brought it back because I remembered this morning.
I got you. All right, I think my mic is at a good volume right now.
Is this good?
No, you're in the red. All right, talk.
Hello, hi, hello, hi.
All right, talk. All right, right, we're good.
Okay. I think it's going to continue to do that.
To do what?
To go into the red.
I don't know what to do then. Let me see.
I mean, I might just be, whatever. Anyways...
I'm checking mine real quick, and mine is also going into the red.
Is this our last week, or is next week our last week?
I think next week is going to be our last show, everybody. So tune in for that, the finale.
The finale. We got to celebrate.
Yeah, we got to make it a little celebration.
Yeah.
Put a lot of music on. We can't eat in here. That kind of sucks.
That kind of sucks, but, I mean, we'll find something to do.
Yeah.
We'll go to the comic book shop one last time.
That sounds so depressing.
Yeah.
One last time at the comic book shop, guys.
One last time. But yeah, I mean
cereal.
We gotta pick like a good topic for next week.
Yeah. Like, I mean I could finish Loki.
You could finish Loki?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm working on that project we got to do. So I'm working on a stop motion animation.
Yeah.
And I had the entire story written down, lost it. It's gone. So I have to rewrite the story from scratch and then choose what scene I want to pick from that to animate.
Huh. Okay.
I built the whole puppet from scratch. So like I had to sew the clothes, sculpt it from clay, paint it, create the wig for the puppet, everything. And then the armature inside for it to be able to bend and move. And now I actually have to, like, animate it.
Yeah. And it's due next week?
Yeah, it's due next week.
Okay. Cool. I wrote 2 pages of a script.
Dang.
I have like 5 scripts that I started writing. And yeah. And every time I get like 5 pages in, I'm like, this is terrible.
I feel that. I actually felt that.
I've got one right now. It's called Thieves.
Okay.
Thieves! Exclamation mark.
All right, all right.
And it is about this very cartoonish thief known as the Mirage. His real name is Spike. And he is a masterclass thief. And there is going to be, there's this thief leaderboard of the best thieves in the world. He wants to be the best thief that ever existed, right? But his rival is also wants to be the best thief of the leaderboard. So they both have to outperform each other and do crazier and crazier heists, more cartoonish and cartoonish heists as time goes on. And they have to, like, in an attempt to become the best thief in the world. And it's kind of a comedy. It's kind of an action movie. But it's just funny and fun. It opens with him stealing a diamond, right? And, like, you know, him throwing out these little mechanical balls that cover all the laser emitters and all sorts of crazy stuff. Also, it's still running, by the way.
Oh, look, we got Taylor Swift is still running. All right, all right.
Yeah, so that's my project.
I am keeping mine private. Okay. I'm not going to say my story on air, but it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's just going to go under a lot of renovation right now.
Okay.
Reconstruction, to put it that way.
Well, when I get home today, I'm hammering out that script.
Yeah.
I'm putting on a movie in the background. I'm getting some popcorn, a drink, and I'm going to get my creative juices flowing. Every idea. I'm going to put on like a Lupin the Third movie. So like I get that thief vibe going, and we're just going to go for it. We're just going to go for it. And I'm going to write.
I think tonight I'm going to try to figure out what I want the setting of the background to be.
Yeah.
I have this big dollhouse and I was thinking of using that as the background for the puppet.
Okay.
And then, I'm going to try to find something to hold it up while I'm posing it. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for today.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for today. Tune in for the finale next week.
I can't believe that finale. Yeah. I'll end us out with
another Taylor Swift song.
I'm going to end us out with But Daddy, I Love Him by Taylor Swift because that song's iconic. I'm pretty sure it's about Matt Healy. Maddie Healy. Oh, well. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I forget how the West was won. I forget if this one's ever fun. I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's in the Sunday best. Clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you, cause they hate you. Too high a horse for a simple girl to rise above it. They slammed the door on my whole world. The one thing I into a woven braid. Growing up precocious sometimes means not growing up at all. He was chaos, he was revelry. Bedroom eyes like a remedy. Soon enough the elders had convened down at the city hall. Stay away from her, the saboteurs.
tested too much. Lord knows the words we never heard, just screeching tires of true love. And I'm running with my dress unbuttoned, screaming, but daddy, I love him. I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces. I'm telling him to floor it through the fences. No, I'm not coming to my senses.
Sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me and counteract the chemistry and undo the destiny. In town that I bestow upon my fakest smiles. Scandal does funny things to pride, but brings lovers closer. We came back when the heat died down, went to my parents and they came around. All the wine moms are still holding out, but fuck 'em, it's over.
Yeah. Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai and I'm here with B-Dog. Bailey's not here today. She's finishing her finals and, you know, getting ready to end it. You're listening to us on official HCC Radio at hawkradio.premiumstream.com.